Hey fairy family, it's Britt here reading Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit.
Good morning. I'm Thomas Hall. Today's scripture is Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
It's me. This is part one of a two-part message. I'm going to talk about some fears that we've had. And this first part is what I call childhood fears. And then the second part you'll see in a little bit, which is more adult fears. So for my childhood fears, I thought it appropriate to be one of my favorite chubby little cuddly all stuffed with fluff, Winnie the Pooh here in the 100-acre wood, trying to keep from disappearing into my background. Okay, so last Sunday we had some discussion at our Zoom meeting about things that we're afraid of as a child. And maybe you can relate to some of these. Here's what was said: the monster under the bed, or maybe the monster in the closet. Aliens, death, a real fear for a child and an adult, anybody, losing someone, like losing someone to death, but also losing somebody in a store or when you have responsibility for them. We were remembering when we were put in charge of our siblings and how scary that was. It could have been really scary. We were talking about some movies that scared us and some that left lasting effects and things that we still don't do because they were scary in a movie. Matt said that he was afraid of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where the guy at the end turns into a tune, and it was really disturbing. And The Fly, that movie, the original one, these are scary, scary movies. And Tracy mentioned Jaws, and she's still not okay with wide open water, so we're not going to take her there. For me, some scary movies that it took me a long time to get over, which sounds so foolish now, were The Wizard of Oz, The Flying Monkeys. I couldn't do it. Fantasia with those dancing mops and mop buckets, that scared me. I don't know why. I was also afraid of bad dreams and, like many of us, bullies. That's a very real concern I try to help with my students with all the time. These are all real concerns. I also have on here bugs, cockroaches. At my house, I was afraid of the cockroaches. We had those in the kitchen sometimes. But I want to talk about some childhood fears of mine and how I dealt with them. I don't know that they're gone entirely, but one fear that I had was the fear of disappointing my parents, like that fear of getting in trouble. When I was in second grade, I started playing softball, and my mom used to sew my clothes. We didn't have a lot of money. So I remember she had sewed me a pair of pants, and I was not supposed to wear them to softball practice. And I did one day because I was lazy to change after school. And this day at softball practice, I slid over a piece of glass on the field, and I tore my knee open, but I was concerned that I had ripped my pants that my mom sewed for me, and I wasn't supposed to wear them to practice that day. And I guess my fear comes from not trusting, right? Isn't that what fear comes from a lot of times? I didn't trust how my mom would react, and I was scared. I was really scared. Even in the emergency room, I was scared, like, she's going to see that I have these pants on. And you know what? I learned she really showed God's example to me of priorities. She wasn't mad about the pants. She was happy that I was okay. And she cared definitely more about my well-being than the physical, you know, material goods that were damaged. So she taught me a bit about trusting God. I had a similar experience with my dad when I was a teenager, I'm going to confess, and I got caught drinking at a party. Big fear of mine, disappointing my dad. And he punished me too. His punishment was the silent treatment, not talking to you. Oh, I hate that punishment. That was the worst. But you know what? I never want to disappoint him again. I think it was a good lesson, actually. Sometimes we can learn from our mistakes, right? I learned from that one. I learned a lot of things. I'm sure you have too. I can trust my parents even at my worst. And I feel like they are perfectly representative of God's love, that you can trust God's love no matter when you're at your worst. You're afraid for the things you've done, the guilt, the shame. God can handle it all. God's bigger than all of it. And God loves you no matter what you do. You can't do anything so bad as to disappoint that way. That goes back to that verse from Jeremiah 17 that was read. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. And it's not so easy to do, but it's nice when you have people in your life who show you what that's about, who show you that you can trust them. And I'm grateful to have had those people in my life. And I hope that you have some people who teach you how to trust in your life too. Now we're going to see some pictures and keep moving on with the service. I hope you enjoy what's coming up next. We go from childhood fears to grown-up fears. What are adults afraid of today? I don't want to read the list. I know you already have a list, and I'm sure I don't want to add to it. Many different Bible authors and characters give us the imperative, do not be afraid. It is repeated hundreds of times, and yet here we are again, scared and anxious. It's a scary time that we live in. Do not be afraid is something we need to hear again and again. I'm going to share with you the scariest time of my adult life was when my daughter screamed at me that she no longer wanted to be alive and that I was keeping her in pain by asking her to live. This was 3 years ago, and it still weighs heavy on my heart. I'm not sure if I ever prayed so hard before or since. She was hospitalized for a week, and that began a long road of treatment for mental health and drug addiction. What helped me through my scariest time? Several things. Number one, prayer. Number two, family support. The support of friends, this church. Thank you. Thank you for being here for me. Hope I can do the same for you anytime. Scripture too, not just that says, do not be afraid, but the one in Matthew that says, don't worry about tomorrow's troubles. We have enough to worry about today. Or just to focus on today. Focus on the moment, the present. Being present has helped me through a lot of fear and anxious, some anxious times that I've been through. Sometimes I do this with my students, and I'd like to do it with you right now. I'm going to lead you in a calming exercise. Wherever you are, sit up nice and tall. Put one hand on your belly and close your eyes and breathe into that hand that's on your belly and feel your belly expand with each breath. Focusing your attention on the breath, making sure that you completely inhale and completely exhale. In this moment, there is no place else you have to be. There is nothing that you need to be doing. In this moment, everything has been taken care of. This helps me, turning my focus onto the moment, realizing that in this present moment, I'm okay. Things have been scary in the past. They're going to be scary in the future. But if I can focus on each moment, take my deep breaths, and know that in this moment, I'm okay. We will never be without some fear. They even say that some fear is healthy. Gets your adrenaline up and your heart rate. A little fear is okay. Actually boosts your immune system. Too much of it can be damaging. So let's keep that fear at a manageable level by leaning into God with prayers of gratitude. Gratitude for each moment that's okay, that we're okay. Breathe in each moment and know that God is with you. God is with us. Amen.